This series was supported by a grant from the Pulitzer Center. Harvest Public Media is exploring how farmers are adapting to climate change in the Great Plains. We'll start in North Dakota, a tough place for agriculture. But as climate has shifted, the weather in North Dakota has behaved in odd, counterintuitive ways. For Harvest Public Media, Christopher Waljasper reports on how farmers are adapting to climate change.
As Doyle Lentz drives out over his farm just 20 miles south of the Canadian border in Rolette County, he expects to see snow and ice for miles. It's winter in North Dakota.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay.
But this year, the horizon is broken up by fields of windblown wheat, piles of snow-packed cut canola, and stands of corn and sunflowers.
That whole field should have been waist high when we harvested. And as the rains and snows came, it just continued to flatten it. And consequently, it wasn't worth harvesting anymore.
Lentz farms around 6,000 acres of wheat, barley, canola, and soybeans. Since the 1980s, North Dakota has been one of the most crop-diverse states in the country, and a number of factors go into a farmer's decision on what to plant each year. As unpredictable weather becomes more frequent, one of those factors is the changing climate.
I think it's always in the back of our mind. The wetter is wetter, and the dry is drier, and it definitely plays into what we're going to plant.
Traditionally, the 100th Meridian, which cuts North Dakota from top to bottom, was a natural dividing line between the arid, lighter soils of the west and the rain-soaked, heavier black dirt in the Red River Valley on the state's border with Minnesota.
That 100th is kind of the guideline. It really is. So farming changes on the other side of it.
But that's changing. Eastern North Dakota's wet climate has begun moving west. Now that 100th Meridian is getting significantly more precipitation than it did 20 years ago, and the weather's more volatile. Farmers have smaller windows for planting and harvesting, so they're changing the crops they grow. Two decades ago, North Dakota grew mostly wheat and barley, but by 2017, corn and soybeans made up a third of the acres.
Pup, are you coming in or are you going to stay out?
She's the only dog allowed in.
Ryan Peterson can remember the first year he put corn in on his farm, just south of Lentz's operation.
So I came home from grad school in Indiana, and I saw everyone raising corn. And being highly educated after getting a master's degree, I said, we need to raise corn.
What Peterson didn't consider is that corn needed heat and much longer growing seasons than what North Dakota could offer at the time.
The corn failed horribly, but in the last 3 years, we've started again, and we've gone in slow, but we've had success.
That's partly because, since the 1980s, the growing season has increased by nearly 10 days, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. Plus, seed companies have introduced corn hybrids that take up to 2 weeks less to grow. Now, University of North Dakota's atmospheric sciences professor, Aaron Kennedy, says more farmers, like Peterson, are planting corn and soybeans.
Why are they doing that? Well, there's not one answer for that, right? What I would say is, the climate's certainly becoming more favorable for it.
But even if North Dakota's becoming more hospitable, new crops bring with them new challenges. As corn has grown in popularity, Doyle Lentz says researchers have made an unsettling connection between the crop and a fungus called scab, which has plagued the wheat and barley in North Dakota for several decades.
The main thing that causes scab is corn residue. So as this corn thing has moved west, so has the scab.
Lentz says scab damages crops and can make animals and people sick. And all that corn is chasing barley out of North Dakota to places like Idaho and Washington.
Guess what's happening in Idaho? I've been out there several times and I've warned these guys, if you've got corn, you're going to have a problem. And guess what? They're having a problem.
It's hard to pin down what has had the biggest impact on crops in North Dakota. Markets and crop genetics have made it easier to grow corn and soybeans, while other crops get less research funding. Driving across Lentz's farm, it's hard to tease out how the changing climate is impacting the local farming landscape. And Lentz is also thinking about how the changes in that landscape impact his community, as more and more of his neighbors are getting out of farming altogether.
How are we going to maintain schools and hospitals and stuff when we don't have any people left? It's not going to be the farming that kills us.
But for now, he's just focused on getting the next crop in the ground. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Christopher Waljasper.